Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Birds podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, helping us look forward to Eagles Packers. How we feeling, Mike?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Awesome. What's up, man? We got that playoff juice going today. Mm-hmm. Still really starting to feel it today. So has
Ike been kind of getting into that juice a little early?
A little bit, Mike. Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
As the week goes on, every week Ike gets more and more amped up until he's like, "You got to stay away from
game day Friday." I'll be here with my shoulder pads on tomorrow. Yep.
You know what's crazy, Ike, and is I try to explain this to fans and to people, and I only got to play in one, or not play in one, to be a part of one playoff game, and that was my last year with the Raiders. We played at Cincy. They were the number 4 seed. We were the number 5 seed, and we took them down to the last play of the game and lost, and they went on to the Super Bowl. And, you know, 3 days later, I got fired, but they went to the Super Bowl. But what I remember, Ike, is how intense that feeling was all week of playoff football, to the point where I went back up into my room after I had the pregame brunch, and I almost threw up like 5 hours before the game. I was a 60-year-old man, and that's how fired up I was about a playoff game. And so when I hear Ike talking about putting the shoulder pads on, and, you know, I hope the people in Philly can understand how cool it is for the players and how intense it is also.
Well, you know,
it is the best time of the year. But if you're in the league, yeah, when you're one of those, it used to be 12 teams. Now it's 14 teams. But when you're one of those final 14, man, it is a wonderful feeling. It really is.
Well, and one and done in the NFL, yep. You know, so the pressure with every game is so high. And I also think, Mike, I think the reason for me why it took a minute to start getting excited is – I know they only added one game to the regular season, but man, does it feel like more. And I feel like the regular season feels so much longer than it used to because of the one game. So just getting out of that regular season mindset into playoff mindset, for me, it's really starting to click today.
Well, if you don't like it now, just wait a year or two when you get an
18th game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL is so money hungry, you know, it might be 20 games in a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think we ever needed more than 16 games to figure out who the best team in each division was. But it's all, you know, it's all about the money. All I know is once you get into the playoffs, it's got nothing to do with the money anymore. As a matter of fact, the players make the least amount of money they make all year, even though it's the most important set of games.
That's true. He's right. Yeah. Guys take pay cuts once the postseason starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and
some guys. I didn't, Mike. I was looking forward to those postseason checks. That was my offseason money right there, man. I needed those postseason checks.
So, Mike, we play the Packers 4:30 on Sunday. The Packers are this team where when you look at the numbers, right, they're a top 5 offensive team, a top 5 defensive team. When you watch them, they don't always measure up to that. And when you look at the record, they haven't beat a ton of good teams this year. So I think my top line question is, how good are the Green Bay Packers?
I think it's a well-framed question, and I think they're well-coached. I think they have a solid base of talent. Here's what I would tell you about a comparison to Philadelphia, though. In my mind, I've seen enough Green Bay tape. I mean, their special teams coach was my guy with the Raiders, Rich Bisaccia. Their defensive coordinator is a good friend. I know most of their staff really well, and I know they're well-coached. But if I'm an Eagle fan, here's what I'm thinking about this weekend. Number one, I think Philadelphia's defense is completely different than it was a year ago, and we're finally seeing all this talent pulled together by a great scheme and a great coach. And that's why we're playing. The Eagles are playing at such a high level defensively, talent and coaching. That's point number one. Point number two, I think Jalen didn't turn the football over most of the year, and I don't think he needs to feel any pressure this week that he needs to do. He doesn't need to be Superman. Don't turn the ball over. Get the ball out on time to your playmakers and just be normal. Don't try and be crazy. And number three, and this is kind of to your point, I think the Eagles' talent level exceeds Green Bay's to the point that if you look at each position group, you know, maybe Green Bay has an edge at safety. But outside of that, I think, you know, the Eagles are better at every position group. So to me, Green Bay's a good, solid football team. They typically don't beat themselves, and they compete. But Philadelphia ought to win the game.
Well, then, as a follow-up to that, let's say I were to ask you, what does Green Bay do specifically that if you're an Eagles fan, you should be worried about? If Green Bay wins the game, what did they do to cause that?
So they got a dude that wears number 8, and he lines up at tailback. His name's Josh Jacobs. Okay, and there's like 5 legit dudes around the league at that position. He's one of them. And if you let him get rolling, okay, and I would tell you, I drafted him at the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know Josh really well. And if you let him get a little scent that this might be a big day, it'll be a long day for the Eagles defense. So I know Vic wants to play the run from a two-deep shell. You get the best of both worlds that way. But I would be concerned if I was an Eagle fan if Josh Jacobs gets rolling early. That would be a problem.
Yeah, because if you're the Packers, Mike, wouldn't you? I'm trying to shorten this game, right? I'm not trying to win a shootout against the Eagles in their building, right? I'm trying to limit possession. So I'm thinking I'm riding Josh Jacobs, and then I take that into my play-action pass, and then you try to hit Jaden Reed or Wicks. Or do we know if Dobbs is playing this week?
No, he's still up in the air right now.
Okay. I'm thinking if I'm Green Bay, I'm not trying to win a shootout. I'm trying to shorten this game.
That's the exact thing that's in my notes this week, Ike. And it might not mean that Josh Jacobs gets 8 touches in the first series. They might throw the ball. They might play action. But at the end of the day, they want to control the run game. They want to limit possessions. And they want to win 21-17.
Right. Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
So Jalen Hurts, you know, was back in, you mentioned doesn't need to try to be Superman, win the game himself, was back at practice yesterday and today after not practicing or playing for 2.5 weeks. How much of a concern is it, the limited number of reps he's had at practice? Also, AJ, you know, not practicing today either, so, you know, Jalen doesn't get to work with him. I guess how much rustiness do you think we have to look ahead to with Jalen on Sunday?
I would hope very little. My concern was, and it's funny because my daughter asked me the same question last week on the podcast about at what point would you get nervous about Jalen, and my answer basically was if he can practice at the beginning of Green Bay week and he gets a full week of practice, even if it's limited for a day, then I'm fine. Okay? As long as he gets back into it, he gets a full week, he gets all the reps, then I think, well, could there be a little bit of rest? Sure, he's been out a couple of weeks. But from my perspective, I think he's going to be fresh, I think he's going to be eager, and I think he's going to be fine.
We don't talk a whole lot about the coaching matchup, right? We focus on the players. But often in the playoff games, these teams are – it's like one or two decisions from the coach, whether he's being aggressive or he just chooses not to be aggressive, that the Monday morning quarterbacks tend to look back on, and we're second-guessing the quarterbacks. You got Matt LaFleur, you got Nick Sirianni in this game. Just your thoughts on the two coaches and sort of I'm wondering if you think either one of them needs to put their imprint on the game from a strategic standpoint.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Ike, and sometimes I look at Nick and I get frustrated. You know, I hated when they threw the ball to Barkley on fourth down and they lost. To me, even though Barkley dropped it, you don't put Barkley in that position. You don't let him, you don't throw the football in that position. And I get a little, I know how aggressive he is and I know what the analytics say, but what I hope for the Eagles is that Nick's able to make the best decision possible given each individual situation. He doesn't have to be aggressive 100% of the time. And with Matt LaFleur, again, another guy I knew, I spent a lot of time in the Notre Dame quarterback room with him when he was coaching quarterback at Notre Dame, and he's inherently an aggressive guy. Mm. He wants to go for it also. So, Ike, I think it'll be really interesting because to watch both of these guys in those punt slash field goal slash go for it situation and what they do and how they do it.
So I assume, Mike, you're picking the Eagles for this game on Sunday, yeah?
I think that the Eagles are a better football team. I think they have more talent. I don't see anything like we saw a year ago when they were cratering. And I think as long as they go to business and bring their A game or their B-plus game, they're going to be fine. If they start putting the ball on the ground and trying to do things because it's the playoffs, then that's a different conversation. But it ought to be take care of business, be who we are, keep to our identity, be physical, let our offensive line win a football game, let Saquon Barkley, let our defensive line, let's be physical, let's dominate the line of scrimmage, and let's get ready to host another playoff game next week. That's the way I look at it.
Mike Mayock with us.
He's a football guy.
That's a football guy right
there. He's a football guy.
Football guy. You know, speaking of football, Mike Mayock with us, you're calling the Washington-Tampa game on Sunday night for Westwood One.
That's a good one.
Washington-Tampa and Rams-Vikings. What do you think's going to happen in those two?
Yeah, I think as much as I like McVay and their quarterback at home, I think Minnesota's been too good a football team to discount. I think Minnesota wins a game out there. I'm fascinated by the game I have. I've watched a bunch of Tampa tape, and I had no idea how good Baker Mayfield really is. I mean,
it is crazy.
He is manipulating the pocket as well as any quarterback in the league to extend the throw and to extend the run when he needs to. I mean, I've been blown away by him. They're getting contributions from a bunch of young guys. They've gone from the worst run team in the NFL to a top five run team in the NFL. That's been a big difference, but I think they're inconsistent defensively. So I think we could have a shootout in Tampa because that rookie quarterback in Washington is, as you guys have seen, you know, he's capable of standing on his head and beating anybody.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we need Tampa out of the playoffs, Mike. we don't like playing Tampa here. You know, Tom Bowles seems to have Jalen's number, and offensively, Baker, I mean, in that game in week four, he carved the Eagles up, man. Yeah. I know that was a different defense at the time, but
He's carved everybody up
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, I'd much rather, you know, Washington gave us two tough games this year. I don't want to see Tampa again. You know, I'd rather see Washington than Tampa.
Tampa's funny now. They whacked the Chargers 40-17. They beat the Eagles, yet they lost twice to Atlanta, and they looked horrible in the game they needed last week
right
against New Orleans.
Yeah.
And frickin' Rattler at quarterback. So with Tampa, you never know what you're going to get.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate you. Hopefully we're talking to you about the next game next Thursday, and good luck. Knock them dead on Sunday night.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, have a cup of Ike juice or something.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, Mike.
All right, Mike.
That's great. Mike Mayock says
he's in on Ike juice. Yes.
Now, a note from our guy, Elliot Shore Parks, about A.J. Brown. And I think he makes a good point here.
Okay.
So A.J. Brown missed practice today. And then yesterday, he left practice within 10 minutes of the start of practice.
Does that mean it was bothering him? He couldn't even
right away.
Oh, yeah.
So Elliot says this on a Twitter post. The expectation is that A.J. Brown will play Sunday versus the Packers. Not practicing is part of the team's plan to get him ready for the game. I wouldn't worry that he won't play. He'll play. The worry is that Brown didn't practice at all last week either. It's pretty rare for a player to leave practice as early as Brown did on Wednesday, then following that up by not practicing on Thursday. It's worrisome. It seems there's a good chance he won't get any full team, full speed reps in practice this week and won't have gotten any reps with Hurts since before the Washington game. Not ideal. So, you know, it's true. I mean, him, you know, he and AJ have played enough to where
sure.
you would assume, but they haven't played together at all in three
yeah.
weeks now.
And I don't buy. I think people are being optimistic when they're like, oh, I'm not worried about any rust. I'm not worried. I just don't buy that. I just don't think you abstain from playing any type of football and practicing, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into a playoff game that's high intensity and going 100 miles per hour, and you're going to click with precision. I just don't buy that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just logic. I've been doing radio for my whole life, 30 years. We took 2 weeks off, and on Monday and Tuesday, I felt like I had never done the job before.
Right. It took us a while to get settled in. Yeah. So I'm not saying they're going
to
be terrible. I'm just saying if there is timing issues, right? If there's miscommunication, thinking, okay, I was going back shoulder and I thought you were going deep, like that's the type of stuff happens when you don't practice. It's one thing if AJ was practicing and they hadn't played games because they would be getting the actual reps done. But if AJ's been out last week and pretty much this week.
And by the way, that's how turnovers happen.
Yes.
You know, I thought you were going this way, you went
yep.
that way, and all of a sudden the ball is in the middle of nowhere, and it's one of those passes where you're thinking to yourself, well, what the hell did he see there?
Yep.
And it's usually that there was a miscommunication between the quarterback and the wide receiver. 215-592-9494. I remind you, in about 13 minutes, a guest on the WIP afternoon show that we've never had before. Yoshi's call yesterday got cut short.
We needed Yoshi to be long.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Pause.
Yeah. By Sean Landetta. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Eye. I was about to say Jackie, baby, I'm home with the poopy hands. Hey. Only person supposed to be worrying about me being long is my wife. Y'all
awesome.
Got that out.
Yes,
now.
Awesome. Yes. I knew you wouldn't let it get past him.
I was going to say.
Yes, I knew you wasn't going to let it get past him.
Yep.
Y'all threw an alley oop, baby. I got to come through and dunk it, baby. Come on now. Hey, man. Y'all stop complaining about being left on hold for an hour. I got told that I was coming back on the phone. I felt like the dude on the blind date when the chick said, I'll be right back. I'm going to powder my nose. And I'm still sitting there and eating by myself and having a drink. And ain't nobody, so I'm looking stupid. Like, stop it. And real quick, have a time limit when you call. I'm a foxhole dude. These guys love me. They hug me. I see my wife. They embrace. We family. I don't complain. I said today, 30 minutes. Today, an hour. Maybe an hour and a half a day. If it don't happen, I hang up. Because what's that? My grandkids call. Or one of my kids wants some money or something, so they call me. You got to have a time limit. Y'all got to stop tripping over that, man. Like, for real, man. Like, come on, give it up.
I love it. I love the self-policing of the
yes.
callers, man. I love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, you guys take care of it
yes,
yourselves.
Yes,
that way
I love it. I love hearing it. Yes.
You got to be like that, man. Y'all get up here and didn't want to complain. What you think Spike going to do? Oh, he was complaining last time. I'm going to leave him a little bit long. He said yesterday he liked playing tricks. This dude is Dr. Evil. Do not irk him. Do not annoy him. You are feeding the beast when you tell him that you, like, when you complain to him. You are empowering him. Like, when the Black Panther got hit and he got more power and generated whatever blows he took, that's Spike. You hit him, he going to hit you back. I'm telling you, boy, y'all better stop it. Hey, man. Hey, real quick. You got to let Jalen be Jalen. I mean, but Jalen got to be smart. He's got to know his significance to this team. We got to pray he owns that and respect it because we need him to be relevant for the next 6 weeks as this team leader. I mean, if he does that with the talent he got on offense and this number one defense, it's a wrap, baby. We're taking everybody pound town. Like, he got to be smart. But this first game, like, I want to let it rip, but he got to be smart. I believe you lean on that running back. You lean on 2-6 this week, because 2-6, it's a little something in him that he ain't get that 21 whatever.
Right. Yes, sir, that 2105. Yes.
Let that boy run a mark this week, boy. Get him his neck roll. Let him be, hey, this the first time he in the playoffs with a real team. Let Saquon be a monster this week. Like, come on, man. And towards yesterday, I believe that it is a lot on Dick. Jalen has to prove to everybody that he can beat. It's a lot of good teams in front of us. I mean, Green Bay at the bottom of the barrel compared to a lot of these teams in the playoffs, them in Tampa. But this is a good playoff run with the teams you got to see. And we need Jalen to play that Super Bowl game that he had, but with a W at the end of every game for the next 6 weeks. And, hey, Spike, that was a great head of hair I put on Twitter yesterday, wasn't it, boy? Oh, David.
Michael Knight, for sure.
I think that's what Fritz is going for. Isn't Fritz going for a similar thing to Hasselhoff? Less hair.
But I hadn't thought about that.
I feel like
maybe
this,
so.
You know, there's a little Hasselhoff to Fritz's hair.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. Hey, man, I love y'all cats. Let's get it popping. I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm going to ask my net roll tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we'll be off. Listen, we will be off the hinges tomorrow. Don't worry. Yes, we will be.
Yeah. No Spike Jalen needs to prove something to me tomorrow. So, all right, Yosh. By the way, I kicked your ass in the fantasy championship, just so you know. I booted you all over the place.
You know, hey, boy, I'm going to tell you, this upcoming season, boy, I'm gonna beat you up at the fantasy draft. I'm gonna beat you up at the fantasy draft. We're gonna make a whole little thing about it. We're gonna wrestle and everything. I'm gonna beat you up. I'm gonna make you scared to play me real hard when we play next year.
A lot of pause in there.
Yeah, a lot of pause. All right, you gotta let Yoshi go because who knows what could be there. So coming up next, I have been teasing this very special guest, a special guest we have not had on the WIP Afternoon Show before. Ike, even sort of in the dark about this special guest. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.